Today on the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, we're going to be talking about balance, what we've been told about it, and why it's wrong. Hey friend, and welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, formerly the Growth Tribe podcast, a podcast where we're all about empowering you to take back your damn life on your terms. My name's Ellen, and I'm a former science researcher turned coach. So basically, I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're living a life that's not yours, because I've been there too. Hell, sometimes I still feel like I am. I'm constantly course correcting, learning about myself, and finding new insights and tips that have helped me take back my damn life and create a life I effing love. This podcast is a place for me to share those things with you. On this podcast, you're going to learn how to get clear, confident in who you are, and get consistent and productive AF so that you feel empowered to get out of your damn head and take back your life too. Think of it like productivity, but not just for your to-do list, for your life. So with that, let's get into this episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Hey friend, and welcome back once again to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. And can I just start this thing off by saying thank you? Thank you for continuing to listen to these podcasts. Thank you for continuing to show up for yourself and for making those transformations and those changes in your life that you're hoping to make. I have contemplated during this whole coronavirus situation, discontinuing or kind of putting a pause on the podcast for a while, because even in my own life, I have not been listening to podcasts as much as I used to, but I'm not. And the reason why I'm not is for you. You showing up, you listening, you getting out of this what you can, whether you're doing it on a weekly basis or just periodically checking in, I'm showing up for you and I'm showing up to help you in the best way I can to take back your damn life and to live it on your terms. So thank you for empowering me and empowering yourself by showing up and listening to this content. It really does mean the world to me. And actually, before I dive into stuff today, I want to make sure you're aware I'm actually participating in an incredible summit coming up called the Thriving in Uncertain Times Summit. And it is going to be a completely free experience. It's going to be 6 days starting on April 27th, and it's going to feature like 50 different industry leading experts talking about all the different ways we can thrive during the uncertainty that we're dealing with right now in our lives. We're going to be talking about productivity. We're going to be talking about mindset, relationships, all of these different things, and it is completely free. So I want to make sure you know about that so that you can get in on it. In fact, you can actually just go to Coach Ellen, E-L-L-Y-N, coachellen.com/thriving to check out this summit. It's going to be amazing, and I wanted to make sure that you are aware that it's going down. My speaking at it is going to be happening on May 2nd, but the summit starts on the 27th. So get in on that action because it is going to be absolutely epic, and you're going to learn so much from it. And you know, why not jump in on it when it is completely free? So I wanted to make sure you knew about that before we dove in. But today what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about balance because, and I'll just say it right now, I'm probably going to soapbox today because I have some strong ass opinions about balance, because there's some things when it comes to the notion of balance and work-life balance that we're being told and that are very popular things that are being shared in the personal growth and coaching space that I believe to be absolutely wrong, absolutely misleading. In today's podcast, I'm going to be sharing what some of those misconceptions are. I'm going to be sharing some of the steps to kind of cultivating more awareness around what you need to create more balance in your life. And ultimately, I'm going to be sharing one very simple, very straightforward, but also very, very powerful tip to make sure that you're giving yourself what you need so that you can cultivate more balance in your life. That's kind of the game plan for today. So with that, let's get into it. So let's actually kick things off by starting by talking about the misconceptions. So one of the misconceptions that I really have strong feelings about is this notion of, is it about boundaries or is it about balance? I have somebody who I tremendously respect, and I think they're doing fantastic work in the world. There's so many things about them that I envy and that I love, but oftentimes I hear them say, it's not about balance, it's about boundaries. And I feel like for many people, they fall into that camp. You either need to have better balance or you need to have better boundaries. But what if I told you that I think it's about both? The reason why I think this is because when we're feeling stuck, when our priorities are not right, what do we say to ourselves? We don't say, oh, I feel like I have a lack of boundaries, right? That's not usually what we're saying to ourselves. In fact, what we're saying to ourselves is that we feel like we're out of balance, that we have bad balance. And ultimately, I think that's a really, really important thing to realize, because feeling out of balance, that's the red flag. That's step one. And when you can become very, very aware of that feeling and become very proactive about managing that feeling, that's really when we start to take back control and take back our damn lives, right? Then usually what derives from that is the setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is ultimately the solution to the problem. But you have to know that there's a problem to be able to use the solution, right? That's where the first step comes in. You have to feel like you're out of balance. Step one, become aware of that, because as I always say, awareness is the first step. You have to become aware of that before you can set the boundaries. So I don't necessarily think it's about better balance or better boundaries. You have to have both, but you have to be aware of the fact that you're out of balance to set those better boundaries that are going to help put you back in balance. See, it's not about one or the other. It's not about either or. They're both really, really important. So that's a misconception number one, is that it's somehow something about balance or boundaries, when in fact it's about both. But misconception number two is all about the definition of what balance is. Because we've got some weird ass notion in our lives that balance is a day-to-day thing. Like having a kale salad for lunch and a glass of wine for dinner is balance when it comes to your nutrition. Or crushing your workout, but then lazing about watching like Love is Blind in the evening. Or what's that new Netflix show, the like Too Hot to Handle or whatever. Like whatever your go-to show is, going from killing it and being really active all day to being lazy AF in the evening, which is kind of how I operate. Maybe another example of that, of balance, quote unquote balance, is hustling in your work and really like doing the damn thing during the day, but still prioritizing date night or happy hour at the end of the day when we're not social distancing. You know what I mean? But like, we often think of that as balance. We think we have these sort of day-to-day indicators of being a balanced human. But ultimately, I feel like that's wrong, and I feel like that's a very, very unhealthy expectation to hold yourself to. Because then ultimately what that leads to is like a guilt and a feeling of should when we're not living like that. When we have a week where we're really having to throw ourselves completely into our work, or we have a week where we have to really take our foot off the gas when it comes to our goals and our mission because our family needs us. Or when we are having a, you know, an off week where maybe we're kind of eating our emotions a little bit, or like I've been doing during quarantine, like having a glass of wine like every single night, right? I'm not the only person who's doing that, right? I feel like quarantine has upped my alcohol consumption considerably, but I digress. Ultimately, that's the thing. It's an unhealthy expectation to hold yourself to that you're going to show up this way day in and day out. Balance ultimately is not a day-to-day thing. It's an overall thing. It's approaching it more on the level of week to week, month to month. And I think what's really important about that is it gives you permission to hustle and then relax, to socialize and then introvert, to, you know, go all out, really dive headfirst into your health and your fitness and your nutrition, but also have a week where, or two, or a month, or maybe, hell, maybe it's just how you kind of operate during the summer, where you're going to all the damn barbecues and drinking all the beer. And the reason why I think that is such a better approach to balance is it's more healthy. It allows you to have, you know, gives yourself that grace and gives you permission to not be so damn perfect all the time. Because there are going to be on days and there are going to be off days. There are going to be on weeks. And they're going to be on months, and they're going to be off weeks and off months. They will happen. And part of balance is allowing yourself that. That's perhaps one of the biggest misconceptions about balance, is that if you have a day where you're quote unquote out of balance, then that means you're an out of balance person. Or you have multiple days in a row where you're out of balance, and that means you're an out of balance person. No, it does not. That is not fucking true. you are doing your damn best. And I think giving yourself an approach to balance that is more on a week-to-week and a month-to-month basis gives you the flexibility and the grace to have that. So there you have our two misconceptions, that balance is either about having balance, have good balance, or good boundaries. It's ultimately about both. And what I also really want you to take from that misconception is those two steps that I broke it down into. The two steps you're really looking for there are, firstly, developing an awareness around when you feel out of balance and letting that be kind of a red flag to tell you, okay, I might need to take action. I might need to then move into step two and set some boundaries. So not only is that a misconception that it's about one or the other, but you can use those two steps in there. Step one being noticing that you're out of balance, and step two being using that red flag to tell you that you need better boundaries. So those are the two steps to ultimately look for. But that also leads into misconception number two, which is that balance is some sort of day-to-day thing. Balance is not day to day. You are not going to have perfect balance day in and day out, but approaching it more on a week to week, month to month level, that's going to be a lot more empowering and a lot less defeating. You want to give yourself that room to have weeks where you're really off, where you're really out of balance, where you're really having to throw yourself in one particular direction in your life. That's so okay. And I think approaching balance on more of a week to week, month to month, overall balance kind of level is really, really important. So that brings us to the tips part of the day. And actually, I was only planning on giving you one tip, but actually, I really want to kind of give you guys a bonus tip, which I've already talked about, but I really want to emphasize because it's so freaking important. And that really is to pay attention to your language. Pay attention, really overcoming balance and starting to live in a way that feels more balanced. That really is going to come down to paying attention to your language. Paying attention to your language and paying attention to your feelings. If you're catching yourself feeling or thinking or saying, like, I wish I had more time for X, or even like overtly saying, I feel so unbalanced right now, that is a red flag. And what so often happens, and so many of us are guilty of this, because let's be honest, we're busy as fuck people, right? Like, one of the things that happens for so many of us is these thoughts come into our head or these feelings come into our life and they go like in one ear and out the other. Like they come up just enough for us to think them and then they just kind of float off into the ether of our brain. And then we don't really pay them any mind. So as I mentioned earlier, awareness really is the first step. And starting to become aware and mindful of these things when they come up is really going to be so important. That's really tip number one, is to start to cultivate some awareness around these feelings, around these thoughts, and around some of these things that you say. Which leads me to tip number two, which frankly, these two tips are very, very linked, because you can use tip number two to help you with tip number one. Tip number two is all about doing a weekly review. I always talk about this. I talk about weekly reviews for checking in with your goals. I talk about weekly reviews for checking in with, you know, all the things, your relationships, your finances, whatever. You can do a freaking weekly review to help you stay on top of it, to help you stay accountable. And it's the same damn thing with balance. But what I love about this, what I love about a weekly review is it's on more of that week-to-week basis. You're not checking in and judging whether or not you're a balanced human over the course of 24 hours. Instead, you're asking myself, okay, what was my balance like this past week? And how do I feel about it? This has really come up for me lately. Last week when I did my weekly review on Monday morning, I really, really felt like I was out of balance. And I felt like that in kind of an odd way. I'd gotten a lot of stuff done, but I felt really unfulfilled by it. I really felt like the stuff I'd gotten done wasn't the quote unquote right stuff, you know? And so it made me feel like I'm out of balance. Maybe I'm pouring too much of myself into like my day job, or maybe I'm pouring too much of myself into my coaching business. And maybe that's why I was feeling out of balance or unfulfilled or whatever, you know, descriptor you want to use. But I really felt that way last week. And then this past week, when I did my weekly review, like this morning, I felt very different. I had actually gotten less done, but I felt better about it. Because given where I was at last week, I was really struggling with sleep. last week. It was really, really hard for me to fall asleep. It was really hard for me to stay asleep. My energy levels were super, super off. So given that and taking that into consideration, I was really proud of myself for prioritizing sleep and rest and rejuvenation, which is what I needed, over prioritizing hustling. You know, sometimes balance is responding to those ebbs and flows, responding to those changes. And that's kind of what I mean by overall balance is last week, I needed to focus more on resting and rejuvenating than on hustle. In the week prior, I probably in my weekly review really showed me that maybe I needed to prioritize something else other than hustling. Maybe I needed to prioritize my relationships or getting outside or whatever. But I think doing a weekly review is such a powerful, powerful little process. And honest to God, it doesn't need to take long. Like maybe 20, 30 minutes. But doing that weekly review is a really, really powerful thing because it gives you a real-time readout of your balance, of how you're doing, of how you're spending your time, of the improvements you're making, of how you're working towards your goals, about ultimately, and this I think is the important piece, about how you feel about all of that. Because ultimately, who gives a flying fuck about balance if you feel really shitty about it? You could feel quote unquote in balance, but feel badly, feel unfulfilled, feel like you're not being true to yourself. So maybe that's kind of the last thing to leave you with here is, yeah, we have a tip around awareness, a tip around doing a weekly review so you're checking in with yourself. But ultimately, I think the final tip here is I can have all the damn opinions in the world I want about balance and what balance means, about what balance looks like for me. But ultimately, none of that shit matters. None of that shit matters because balance is such a damn personal thing. And that's why I really didn't go into in this podcast at all what it means to live a balanced life, how much time you're spending doing this or doing that, or what components of balance you need to take into consideration, because who gives a shit? My definition of balance is so different from yours. So take into consideration all of these things we've talked about, yes, but the last thing I ultimately want to leave you with is this. Your definition of balance is your own. Your definition of balance might include things that mine doesn't. Your life and how you want to be spending your time likely will include things that I don't care about. Just like my life includes things that you don't care about. Balance is so damn personal. How much time you feel like is a good amount of time for you to be spending in the respective parts of your life is so damn personal. And I think that's the last big thing to take into account. That there is no such thing as a universal definition of balance. It's just your definition. It's just my definition. And all we can do is be aware and respond to those triggers and those cues and those red flags in our lives that tell us we're living out of balance for us. And we can use that weekly review and we can use our own minds and our own intuition to steer us back into the right direction. I think that's the takeaway. So that's all I'm going to leave you with today. Kept this sucker under 20 minutes. This is the first time in a while I feel like I've done that. But that's all I've got for you. You have a great rest of your week, a great Tuesday, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. But before you go, one last thing. If you enjoyed the hell out of this episode, there's a couple things you could do. Podcasts grow and thrive because of you, the listener. You help me and my guests spread this message of taking back your damn life. And so I would appreciate it if you would share this episode. Maybe you have a friend that you think absolutely would love it. You could also rate the podcast, submit a review, or just share a screenshot on your Instagram story so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Otherwise, that's really it for now. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, go take back your damn life.